You are listening to Illinois Edition on WUIS. I'm Peter Gray, and I'm joined in the studio by Jeremy Gackner, Scott Leacock, and Mac Warren with the Springfield Muni. Jeremy and Scott playing Mark and Roger in Rent, the final performance of the year for the Muni. Mac, you're the director of Rent. I wanted to start with you and just ask what your vision as director is.
My vision for Rent was always to stay true to what it was. I was, in my director's note, I even stated I'm unwilling to change it or to soften the language or to soften the context. You know, it's a very raw show. It's in your face. That's how it was meant to be, and that's how we've stayed true to that vision.
525,600 minutes. How do you measure a year?
The basic storyline is it's a year in the life of these impoverished artists as they face the realities of what folks were dealing with at the turn of the century. The AIDS epidemic to drug abuse to sexual exploration, you name it.
Jeremy Gackner and Scott Leacock, you play respectively the characters of Mark and Roger. And Mark is the filmmaker, is that right?
Yeah. Mark is the filmmaker of the group. He's always sort of behind the camera. He's always a little detached, always capturing everything. Basically, the character is on a quest to document real life. He wants to capture life and all of its reality without any of the glitz and glamour that sometimes film can get there, to show that their lives, you know, are not some of the lies that were being spread about HIV and AIDS and drug abuse, but that these are real people that deal with real problems. And even though that some of them walk around and live with a death sentence, they still live.
No.
I come from the rock and roll world. I've been in bands since my 20s. I'm basically the same age as the character Roger would be today had he been able to live. And, you know, Roger, at the time he was diagnosed with HIV, would have been looking at about 10 years left. And, you know, he's trying to leave his mark on the world. And he really, you know, in the beginning, he's wanting to write one great song, as he puts it, and one song, Glory. But throughout the show itself, his goal and leaving his mark on the world changes.
One song to leave behind. Find one song, one last refrain, glory from the pretty boy front man who wasted opportunity. One song, he had the world at his feet, glory in the eyes of a young girl.
A vast majority of directing is finding the right people. This music is incredibly powerful, so we had to get the people that could not only look like these roles, look like they could feasibly play these roles, sing these roles. It's some of the greatest music in musical theater. I, you know, obviously I'm biased. I'm directing Rent, but I truly, it's haunting music. It just speaks to, you know, I grew up in this generation. It speaks to your soul. In terms of the set and the lights, we intentionally make it shadowy, and we do lots of things with lights to tighten up the stage. We've brought the entire stage forward. So we cover the pit, but we take out significant parts of the Muni stage. The Muni stage isn't enormous, but it's also not small either. And if you've ever been in a production on the stage, I mean, it's pretty large. So we designed the set to kind of tighten it up.
So you are able to get a little bit closer to your audience that may be a bit more spread out there in the outdoor venue that is the Muni.
Mm-hmm.
And then, as you mentioned, using some lighting effects to isolate some of the characters. So Rent, well known as a rock musical, arguably the best known American rock musical, certainly in the last decade or so, won lots of awards, including multiple Tonys. How do you make it your own? start with you guys playing Roger and Mark. I mean, these are now characters that are
iconic.
Yeah.
Yeah, they really are. And, you know, like I talked with Mac a lot about this at the beginning. Was that, like, you know, Anthony Rapp made Mark famous on Broadway and in the movie. And so much of what people think of as Mark is just Anthony Rapp as a person, you know. So you definitely want to – you want to pay homage because it would be a disservice to the people because that's how the roles are created. But at the same time, you have to, you know, find the parts of yourself that speak to the characters too. You know, Mac has told us many times that there are certain times in this show on stage – where, you know, we stop being the characters, where we can stop and where, you know, I'm not Mark anymore, I'm just Jeremy, just singing this song about losing a friend or something, you know, Scott in the same way. In that sense, Rent makes it pretty easy to draw from your own experiences to kind of guide what decisions you make with the characters, I think.
I've been through a lot of what Roger has been through, minus the death sentence. I mean, ultimately, we all have a death sentence when you really pull it back, but mine's just not as immediate as his. And, you know, just trying to leave my mark on the world, the legacy as best I can. And what I was getting at earlier is, you know, initially it's his song. And my take on Roger is that he comes to realize that the love you have for the people around you is your mark on the world and the impressions you leave with them. And after you're gone, what they carry of you in them.
Who shield their hearts, those who quit before they start, who frozen up the part of them that feed.
Rent is as much an emotional journey for the audience. I mean, we've had guests come out and watch the show, and they've just been overwhelmed. I think ugly crying.
We've
got people ugly crying in the audience just because they're so taken aback. But I always told the actors too, it's equally an emotional journey for you, and we'll lose some actors some nights when things occur to them. Like I've always told them that you have to bring your own personal meaning to some of these songs, and while you may not have lost a family member because of AIDS, you know, you've certainly lost a family member, and bring that to the character, bring that to build the character, to build your character. So they've done an absolutely fantastic job bridging the balance between paying homage to what, you know, the Rent heads out there will know is these characters, and they'll get the wonderful treat of being able to see, you know, Jeremy's take and Scott's take and Jonna's take on these characters.
I just think that that's what Rent, like, really is. The reason it's so iconic is because it's not simply a musical. Like, it means so much more than just mere entertainment. It, you know, when it first came out, it gave people, you know, courage to keep living. Like, I'm sure it did. And, you know, with Jonathan Larson's story, you know, dying a week before it opened on Broadway, never seeing it, you know, Scott expertly talked about, you know, leaving your mark on the world. And, you know, Jonathan Larson, with his first attempt, hit this one out of the park. And that's why, you know, this musical touches people so much. That's why people ugly cry when they see it. It's because, you know, you have these hard issues, but he wrote some of the most beautiful music, and it mixes with these hard emotions, making them accessible, and it makes you feel like you're watching real life, even though it's singing and dancing on stage.
It's therapeutic.
Yeah,
I mean,
it really is.
You know, hopefully everyone has experienced love. Everyone, you know, not hopefully, but everyone will experience loss, and hopefully everyone has had a moment in their life where they stop. They just stop, and they experience the silence, and they appreciate that moment for everything that that moment is worth. Mm-hmm. And that is what Rent is.
No day but today.
Will this be the first time that the Muni is doing Rent?
Yes. Yep. First time the Muni will be doing even a show like Rent. Oftentimes, they play for years, and the Muni's a very old, established organization. And it's had so much success over 50, 60 years over its existence. And oftentimes when it would come against musicals that were rougher in context or rougher in language, it would typically try and soften them up. So not only is this an experiment in terms of a new season position being in September, you know, to enjoy the beautiful September weather, a new experiment with curtain time so that our audience members don't have to sit in the dark, you know, right when the sun goes down, a couple minutes after that, 7:30, the show can open up. But it's an experiment, too, to play to what some audience members have requested for a while. You know, shows like Peter Pan from this season and Dreamgirls are important. Newer shows like Les Mis are epic shows, but you should also have shows like Rent.
If you think maybe Rent seems out of place at the Muni, it really doesn't. Mm-hmm. And especially for all the performers, we're up there and we just feel so at home with this piece up on the Muni stage and finally doing a show that it should have done a long time ago, and it feels just so right.
Jeremy Gechner, Scott Leacock, and Mac Warren, guys, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Peter. Us.